This is fine. This is a poor substitute for therapy, but an excellent substitute for other podcasts.
We're not like other podcasts.
Join us as we find the answers to the universe's biggest questions like, is butter a carb? Does crying burn calories? And what the fuck am I doing with my life? We're here to be your part-time therapist, astrologer, concierge doctor, and fairy godmother. Do you need someone to validate you today? Cool. Come on in. We're fine. This is fine. Babes, welcome back. I'm your host, Dominique, and today it's just you and me. If this is your first episode, thank you so much for joining us here at This Is Fine. We're a comedy and advice podcast, categorically, which feels a bit gratuitous, but I'll let you determine how funny and helpful these episodes are. Usually, we have a guest share their story or teach something fun or do something ridiculous with me, like a perfume smasher pass. That was a fun one. But today, I'm sharing some of my own recent advice and developments with you. It's something that's been on my mind for months now, and I've been meaning to record this episode for a while. Is this a coaching session? Maybe. I think we'll know more as the minutes go on, but today I wanted to share a method that I came up with haphazardly, completely by accident, that has helped me really get to know myself better, to better understand myself, and thus better accept and love myself. I felt a bit like a megalomaniac spending so much time thinking about me, but if we can get past that part, this is a really powerful exercise. A lot of us go through life not really knowing who we are or not realizing that we haven't spent time understanding who we are. Like, you think you know who you are, but could you really write it down? If you had to introduce yourself right now, but you couldn't say what you do for work, you can't mention your relationships, you can't say, I'm a wife or I'm a husband or I'm a mom, a parent. You can't mention the university you went to, no external affiliations. What would you say? Who are you apart from your job, your relationships, your clubs or activities, your alma mater? Who are you? I asked myself that question in January. Who am I? Who is Dominique? What makes me happy? What do I love? What do I love doing? What do I offer this world? What am I good at? What do I dislike? What do I value the most? And what do I want out of life? It's still hard to think of how I would introduce myself if I were to answer that question verbally to someone else. I have a better understanding of the concept of who I am now, but it's more abstract and internal and a little tougher to articulate to anyone living outside of my brain. But hopefully you've started to hash this out in your head. Who are you? What makes you light up? What brings you joy? How do you love spending your time? What do you want to get out of life? What do you want to give to the world? What do you dislike? What are your values? In true Dominique fashion, and to those of you who've been here for a while, this will not surprise you in the slightest, I made this in a form of a PowerPoint presentation. Google Slides, actually. I haven't had Outlook since the 2000s. But putting it together in a visual presentation actually helped me process in new ways. It's a living document, so I'm still working on it. I added photos, I made a mood board, clipped in screenshots of text messages, sprinkled in some jokes and some heartfelt words. It was a whole 360 process for me. And again, it was in basically a PowerPoint presentation. For you, the presentation might be a fun medium, or this might be best for you as a journal prompt or a different medium like art or drawing. You could start with a Pinterest board or a mood board on Canva or Photoshop. Maybe just a Google Doc or a pen to paper, whatever works for you. This might be a scary thing because we don't always love every part of ourselves, but I encourage you to be as loving and gentle as possible as you go through this and look at yourself with so much love and empathy and acceptance and patience. It might help to think of the child version of yourself so you soften that lens a bit. Just remember, gentleness is important here. In theory, this should be a very joyful activity. If you're into astrology, and I know many of you are, this is a really apropos time to be doing this work. If you listened to our last episode with Shannon, the year ahead zodiacal year forecast for 2024 to 2025, we talked about the lunar nodes in Aries and Libra. The north node, or the direction that we're headed, the topic that we're focusing on as a collective, is the divine self. Not the selfish, egoic version of the self, but the self-realized, self-actualized, beautiful divine self. Self-possessed, centered in self, whatever you want to call it, whatever words you want to use. What we're releasing is where the south node is. That is the opposite end of the axis in Libra. Libra lessons of what we're going to release include codependency, relying on others to make decisions, and being too much of a mirror to others instead of the Aries lesson of truly stepping into who we are as individuals. Obviously, there's a balance between the two, but that's the sort of cosmic lesson with where the nodes are currently, and that applies to everyone globally, everyone in the solar system. And part of the thing with that, no matter where you are with your astrological interests, whether you're really into this or you're not, there's a universal lesson here as well. If we are secure in ourselves and sure of who we are, we do bring a better version of ourselves to the table in relationships. We are better partners, we are better friends, lovers, parents, siblings, business owners, employees, teammates, whatever role we play in the world, whatever the relationship is, it's better when you're better. For years, I wanted to do a TED Talk on how insecurity is the bane of our existence. I'm so serious. And the more insecure we are, the worse we are to those around us, the more of a burden and harm we are to society. The inverse is true, in my opinion. When we are secure, we are kinder. We're not manipulative. We're less competitive, more collaborative. Insecurity begets bullying, aggression, a slew of harmful behaviors, while security begets more positivity, more support, working together. And again, I'm not talking about having an inflated ego or some harmful overconfidence. I am talking about just really knowing who you are, what you stand for, what brings you joy, what doesn't. A rock solid sense of self is something so invaluable, so special, so life altering. I just think we should all be doing this. I keep coming back to the idea that this isn't a selfish endeavor. Shannon and I mentioned in that last episode that there's not a great range of words to talk about being self-empowered. It all kind of comes back to this word selfish, which gives such a negative connotation. But this kind of self-care and self-development, the divine self-endeavor, if you will, whatever you want to call it, is something that ultimately will benefit everyone around you, the world at large. Imagine if everyone in the world was 1% more okay with who they were. That would be such a cool collective shift to witness. A little more secure, a little happier, that is a win for everyone. So give it a shot. Treat yourself like your favorite topic. Dive in, explore the crevices of your mind. Get excited about all the things that make you tick, light you up, make you sparkle with joy. This really is a joyful activity when you let yourself get into it. You might also remind yourself of some wonderful things that you need to add back into your life. I realize that I fucking love Bertillon ice cream, specifically getting a scoop from that cart on Pont Saint-Louis, and I hadn't been in months. So guess where I have been twice in the past couple of weeks, thanks to this little PowerPoint. Hopefully, this will inspire some more joy in your life, some organization of your thoughts, some clarity in your mind, some reassurance. A few more jumping off points before I wrap this up. Think about maybe your MBTI, your astrology placements, your human design chart, or your Enneagram. Any kind of personality indicators that you're familiar with or have gone through, think about it. Do you identify with any aspects of them? Do you not identify with some of the aspects? Why or why not? Maybe use this as part of a who am I exercise, some little sub prompts for your journal prompt. All right, so that's my challenge for you this week. Obsessing over yourself a little bit, but truly doing a deep dive on you. Pretend you're giving a presentation or a TED Talk on who you are. If that sounds intimidating, pretend you're giving it to your biggest fan or to your younger self or to your higher self or even your dog. Like, imagine giving this presentation to Stella. She would be so psyched to learn all of these details about you. I should present her with mine. I'll let you guys get to it now, but if you need help, you know where to find me. Email us at imfine@thisisfinepodcast.com. Let me know what you need. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Domi Michelle, and you can subscribe to my newsletter now on Substack, which is linked in the episode description. I've also started doing mini astrology readings and cosmic coaching, again, link in the episode description. So if you want to use the cosmos as a jumping off point for your self-development exploration, I am here to help. Sending you huge hugs, gros bisous from Paris. I am hoping you're feeling the sunny springtime vibes as well. I'll see you here next week, my loves. A bientôt. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of This Is Fine. I've been your host, Dominique Michelle Astorino. We're based in San Diego, recording in studio at DLI Productions in Paris, Pacific Beach, with Emmy Award-winning sound designer Dan De La Isla. This is a comedy and advice podcast, but for legal reasons, this entire podcast is a joke and none of it is medical advice. To download a transcript or learn more, visit thisisfinepodcast.com.